It seems like almost yesterday that the Cape Girardeau Writers Guild was organized. The date was October 30, 1943, and the meeting was called by Dr. Earl Collins, a longtime professor of history at Southeast Missouri State College. The purpose of the meeting, according to Dr. Collins, was to bring together anyone who had an interest in writing. Six people responded to the call. Forrest Wolverton was selected as the first president, and Elizabeth Walther as secretary treasurer. Other charter members included John Putz, Felix Snyder, director of the State College Library, and Mr. Vestmeyer, dean of the college. From these early gatherings in the middle of World War II, the Writers Guild maintained a record of monthly meetings, with the minutes of Miss Walther reflecting the growth and success of the organization. Following the October 22, 1944 meeting, Miss Walther recorded that Dean Meyer read from Goodspeed's history, followed by Mrs. Meyer's serving of fruit salad, sandwiches, and coffee. She added, "We were at a nice affair." An indication that the Writers Guild was to make a mark in the community was a dinner meeting held at the Cape Girardeau Colonial Tavern on June 25, 1946. On that occasion, Mr. O.K. Armstrong, regional editor of the Reader's Digest, spoke to a large audience about the important role that writers could and should play in the post-war world. By the end of 1948, the Writers Guild had more than 35 members, including a growing list of published authors. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.